distrust towards immigrants is not, in fact, by any means, an exclusive trait of the United States. Latin America has its own often complex immigration history. Chinese immigrants in particular have frequently faced discrimination as they set up lives and businesses throughout Latin America. Jason Oliver Chang is a researcher and assistant professor of history and Asian American studies. And he stumbled upon the history of one Latin American Chinese community while he was studying the U.S.-Mexico border. Then Chang spent several years working to uncover the story of Chinese migrants in Mexico for his new book, Chino, Anti-Chinese Racism in Mexico, 1880 to 1940. And what he found? Well, it was surprising. I mean, at least for me. Jason Oliver Chang is joining us now, and welcome to Latino USA, Jason.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's awesome to be here.
What you have done in kind of uncovering the history of Chinese in Mexico is really, in many ways, I think, earth-shattering.
Wow.
I really feel that way.
Uh-huh.
So I got to ask you, where does it come from? Was it that you as a kid were going to Mexico? Was it that you, like, what is it that made you say, I want to study the Chinese in Mexico?
Yeah. After my first year at Berkeley's ethnic studies program, I encountered some articles about the Chinese migrating between U.S. and Mexico. And I thought to myself, how can I have spent 10 years of my life studying the border and not known anything about this? Then I started reflecting and I was like, oh yeah, I saw like Chinese restaurants in Nogales. And I remember meeting a Chinese Mexican doctor who ran a free clinic in Tijuana. And I was like, oh, they're there. I just didn't think to ask why or what their experiences were like.
It's almost like you too?
Yeah.
You too bought into the notion of what Mexican national culture and identity is.
Absolutely.
When did the Chinese immigration to Mexico start?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's basically two phases. The first phase begins during Spanish colonization, right, where they're taking gold and silver from Mexican mines, exporting it through Acapulco, and taking it to Manila. And so in that transit, in that commerce, they picked up Filipino sailors, Chinese sailors, Japanese sailors. Many of them would jump ship and leave, and some of them established themselves in Mexico City in this early period. The trans-Pacific trade, it established the expectation that there was something on the other side over there that was worth going to. That really accelerated in the 19th century. So that's the second phase.
What happens in the 19th century that accelerates the Chinese in Mexico presence?
Mm-hmm. So in the late 19th century, you have growing anti-Chinese labor organizing. And ultimately, this led to the passage of the Chinese Exclusion Acts in 1882, which was one of the first laws that barred immigrants based on race, a racial restriction.
Where do the Chinese end up going?
It's kind of like a balloon, right? It gets squeezed in one area and then expands in another. And so much of that flow that was previously going to the United States shifted and went south to Mexico.
So what were some of the stereotypes?
The stereotype is that they were both very successful economically in business, but also very pernicious. They also gambled a lot and used drugs, opium, and that these were the side effects of having Chinese in your community, is that they would bring gambling and drugs, and that this was something that needed to be held back.
Was the government, in fact, actually pushing these stereotypes?
Mm-hmm. There are organizations that developed across the republic. Each state had their own Ligas Antichinas, and they had...
Each state in Mexico had a Liga Antichina?
Mm-hmm. And their slogan was, United, we will expel the Chinese. So I had to think, why does it make sense to hate the Chinese in this particular moment, right? What were the arguments that people were making against them? And most often, people were expressing a kind of civic call for help. Politicians could expel the Chinese and put on a good face while doing nothing else.
Okay. What's going on for you present day as mm-hmm. you have done all of this research about racism and targeting immigrants and immigrant restrictions and racial hate?
As a historian, there are many things where you encounter that you think should stay in the past. And time again, and since Trump's campaign, I've seen history come back in full force from the attempts to implement the Muslim ban to discussions of building another wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. These arguments over U.S. immigration policy are 200 years old. The populations shift, the discourse is the same.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
It's a great pleasure.
Jason Oliver Chang is the author of Chino, Anti-Chinese Racism in Mexico, 1880 to 1940. He's an assistant professor of history and Asian American studies at the University of Connecticut.